This is the Sakar Merli of the 10th of September, 2024. Essence, sweet children, the mantra to control Maya is Man, Man Above. All specialities are merged in this mantra. This mantra makes you pure. Question. What is the number one method of safety for souls and how? Answer. The pilgrimage of remembrance is the number one method of safety because it is by having this remembrance that your character is reformed and you conquer Maya. By having remembrance, your impure physical organs become quiet. It is by having remembrance that you receive power. There has to be the power of remembrance in the sword of knowledge. It is only by having remembrance that you become sweet and Satopratan and do not upset anyone. Therefore, do not become weak in the pilgrimage of remembrance. Ask yourself to what extent you stay in remembrance. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children definitely have to be cautioned every day. Which caution? Safety first. What is your safety? You keep very safe by having the pilgrimage of remembrance. This is the main thing for you children. The Father has explained, you will have happiness and very good manners to the extent that you children remain engaged in the pilgrimage of remembrance, because you have to become pure. Each of you has to reform your character. Check yourself. Is my character such that it causes sorrow for others? Do I have any type of body consciousness? Check yourself in this very carefully. The Father sits here and teaches you children. You children study and then also teach others. The unlimited Father just teaches you. All the rest are bodily beings. The whole world is included in this. Only the one Father is bodiless. He says to you children that you too have to become bodiless. I have come to make you bodiless. Only after becoming pure will you go back there. He will not take back those who are dirty. That is why this is the mantra that he first gives to you. This is the mantra with which to control Maya. It is also the mantra with which you become pure. Many specialities are merged in this mantra. It is through this mantra that you will become pure. You have to change from human beings into deities. We definitely were deities. Therefore, the Father says, if you want to remain safe, if you want to become strong Mahaviras, then make this effort. The Father continues to give you teachings, even though he continues to say that it is the drama. Everything is moving along absolutely accurately according to the drama, and he will continue to explain to you in the future too. You mustn't become weak in the pilgrimage of remembrance. Gopikas in bondage who live outside remember the Father even more than those who live with the Father do, because they are desperate to meet Shiv Baba. The stomachs of those who have already met him become full, satisfied. Those who stay in remembrance a great deal can claim a high status. It has been seen that the main ones, who look after very big centres, are weak in the pilgrimage of remembrance. There has to be very good power of remembrance, because there is no power of remembrance in the sword of knowledge. The arrow doesn't strike anyone. They don't die completely. You children try to shoot arrows of knowledge at people and make them die alive and belong to the Father. However, if they don't die, there must definitely be something wrong with the sword of knowledge. Although Baba knows that the drama is moving along absolutely accurately, he still continues to explain to you for the future. Each one of you can ask your heart, to what extent do I stay in remembrance? It is only by having remembrance that you will receive power. This is why it is said that there has to be power in the sword of this knowledge. This knowledge can be explained very easily. The more you stay in remembrance, the sweeter you will continue to become. When you were Satyabhritan, you were very sweet. You have now to become Satyabhritan again. Your natures have to be very sweet. You must never get upset. Let the atmosphere not be such that someone gets upset. Make effort for this. Because the service of establishing a godly college is very elevated, there are many world universities remembered in Bharat. In fact, they are not that. There is only the one world university. The Father comes and gives everyone liberation and liberation in life. The Father knows that all the human beings of the world are to die. You have invited the Father to come and finish the dirty world and establish the new world. You children also understand that the Father truly has come. There is so much pomp of Maya now. They show the play, The Fall of Pompeii. They build so many big buildings, etc. That too is pomp. In the Golden Age, they won't build buildings with so many stories. They build such buildings here because there is very little land where people can live. When destruction takes place, all the tall buildings fall. Previously, they didn't make such tall buildings. When the bombs are released, buildings will fall like a pack of cards. This doesn't mean that only those in the buildings will die and the others will remain. No, wherever they are, whether they are at sea, on land, in the sky, on the mountains or flying, everyone will be destroyed. This is an old world. All the 8.4 million species will end. There, in the new world, none of this will remain. There won't be as many human beings or mosquitoes or germs and insects, etc. Here there are so many of them. You children are now becoming deities, and so everything there will be Satyabhritan. Here too, when you go to a wealthy person's home, you find great cleanliness. You are becoming the greatest deities of all. You cannot be called important people now. You become very elevated deities, but this is not something new. You also became this number-wise 5,000 years ago. There won't be so much rubbish, etc. there. You children should be very happy that you are becoming very elevated deities. Only the One Father is teaching us and making us elevated. In studying, people always have a number-wise position. Some study less and others study more. You children are now making effort and opening big centres so that eminent people can find out about this. Ancient Raja Yoga of Bharat has also been remembered. People abroad especially are very keen to study Raja Yoga. It is the people of Bharat who have tamopratan intellects. Those others have tamo intellects. This is why they are keen to study the ancient Raja Yoga of Bharat. Ancient Raja Yoga of Bharat is very well known, for it was through this that Bharat became heaven. Of those who come, very few understand fully. Heaven has passed, and it will definitely exist again. Heaven, that is paradise, is the greatest wonder of the world. Heaven is glorified so much. Heaven and hell, the temple of Shiva and the brothel. You children now remember number-wise that you now have to go to Shivalay. In order to go there, you have to remember Shiv Baba. He is the guide who will take everyone back. Devotion is called the night, and this knowledge is called the day. This is an unlimited matter. There is a lot of difference between something new and something old. Some children have the desire to teach such an elevated study in big buildings so that eminent people will come. You have to sit and explain to each one individually. In fact, there are places of solitude for studying. The ashrams of the Brahm Gyanis are always far away from the cities, and they always live on the ground floor. They don't live on the higher floors of such tall buildings. Now, because they are tamopratan, they have pushed their way into the cities. That power has now finished. At this time, everyone's battery is empty. How can the batteries now be charged? No one except the Father can charge the batteries. It is only by charging your batteries that you children receive strength. For that, the main thing is remembrance. It is in this that there are obstacles of Maya. Some tell the surgeon the truth, whereas others hide things. Each of you has to tell the Father about the weaknesses within you. You should tell the imperishable surgeon the sins that you have committed in this birth. Otherwise your conscience will continue to bite you. After telling Baba about them, your conscience will not bite. To keep them inside you is also harmful. Those who become true children tell the Father everything. These are the sins I have committed in this birth. Day by day, the Father continues to emphasize that this is your final birth. Those who are tamopratan must surely be committing sin. The Father says, I enter the one who has become number one impure at the end of his many births, because he is the one who then has to claim number one. A lot of effort has to be made. You have committed sins in this birth too. Some don't even realize what they're doing. They don't tell the truth. Some do tell the truth. The Father has explained Children, your physical organs will become quiet when you reach your karmatit stage. Just as when people become old, their physical organs automatically quieten down. Here, all the physical organs have to be quietened at a young age. If you keep the power of yoga with you very well, all of those things will end. There are no dirty illnesses or rubbish or anything like that. People are very clean and tidy there. There it is the kingdom of Rama, whereas here it is the kingdom of Ravan. So there are many types of bad illnesses here. In the Golden Age, none of them will exist. Don't even ask. The very name is so first class. Heaven, the new world. There is a lot of cleanliness there. The father explains, it is only at this most auspicious confluence age that you hear all of these things. Yesterday you didn't hear any of it. Yesterday you were the masters of the land of death, whereas today you are becoming the masters of the land of immortality. You have the faith that you were in the land of death yesterday, and that by coming into the confluence age, you are now making effort to go to the land of immortality. You have now found the one who can teach you. Those who study well can also earn a good income. It would be said that their greatness is in their studying. It is the same here too. You claim a very high status through this study. You are now in the light. No one else apart from you children knows this. You too repeatedly forget this. You go back to the old world. To forget means to go back to the old world. You confluence age Brahmins now know that you are not in the Iron Age. Always remember that you are becoming the masters of the new world. The Father is teaching us so that we can go to the new world. This pride is pure, whereas the other is impure pride. You children should never have impure thoughts. At the end, after efforts have been made, the result will be announced. The father explains, until that time, all are effort makers. When the examination takes place, souls pass number-wise and are then transferred. Yours is an unlimited study, which only you know. You explain so much. The new ones continue to come to claim the inheritance from the unlimited father. Although they live far away, their intellects develop faith by listening to this. You should also come personally in front of such a Baba. You should definitely personally meet the father who educates you children. It is only when souls understand this that they come here. Some haven't understood anything, but then when they come here they are able to understand. The father says, if you have anything in your hearts and you are unable to understand, you may ask. The father is the magnet. Those who have it in their fortune are able to grasp this very well. If it is not in their fortune, then everything is over. They simply ignore everything they have heard. Who sits here and teaches you? God. His name is Shiva. It is Shiv Baba alone who gives us the sovereignty of heaven. Then which study would be better? You would say that Shiv Baba, from whom we receive the sovereignty for 21 births, is teaching us. By explaining in this way, you can then bring them to Baba. Some are unable to do that much service because they don't fully understand. They are totally caught in the chains of bondages. In the beginning, you simply freed yourself from the chains and came here, just like those who are totally intoxicated. It was also a part of the drama that there was that pull. The furnace, or bati, had to be created in the drama. You died alive, and then some went back to Maya. The war continues. Maya sees that you have shown great courage, and so she also hits you to test whether you are strong or not. The children were looked after so well, everything was taught to them. You children look at those albums, but you cannot understand anything simply by looking at photos. Who would sit and explain about what used to happen? Look how you were in the bati, and then how some came out of it in different ways. Similarly, when rupees are printed, some of them would be faulty. This is also the godly mission. God sits here and establishes one religion. No one knows this. They call out to the Father, but they are like crazy people who don't understand anything. They ask, how is this possible? Maya Ravan makes them totally like that. People worship Shiv Baba, and then they say that he is omnipresent. If you speak of Shiv Baba, how can he be omnipresent? People worship a lingam and call it Shiva. They do not say that Shiva is sitting in it. They say that God is in the pebbles and stones. Does that mean that all are God? God cannot be unlimited in that way. So the Father explains to you children. He also explained in the same way in the previous cycle. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to the Spiritual Children, and the Spiritual Children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana, 1. Create such an atmosphere that no one can become upset. Make effort to become as bodiless as the Father. Make your nature sweet and your physical organs quiet with the power of remembrance. 2. Constantly maintain the intoxication of your now being confluence-aged, not iron-aged. The Father is teaching you in order to make you into the masters of the new world. Finish all impure thoughts. Blessing. May you constantly perform elevated acts as a karma yogi, by remaining seated on your immortal throne and the heart throne. At this time, each one of you children receives two thrones. One is your immortal throne and the other is the heart throne. However, only the one whose kingdom it is can sit on his throne. Since each of you is seated on an immortal throne, you have the right to self-sovereignty. Then, because you're on the Father's heart throne, you have a right to the Father's inheritance, in which all the fortune of the kingdom is included. A karma yogi means one who is seated on both thrones. Every act of a soul seated on such thrones is elevated because all of his organs and senses function under law and order. Slogan: those who remain constantly set on the seat of self-respect are virtuous and great. Om Shanti.